Most pilots tend to take airplane movies with a grain of salt because they're usually riddled with mistakes or enough exaggerations to quickly make us, well, just crazy. Remember big snoozers like Tuskegee Airmen, Flight, or even Pearl Harbor? Of course, there have been a few outstanding films over the years, like 12 O'Clock High and The Battle of Britain, but the good ones are, well, few in number. When Clint Eastwood's Sully began the other night, I was hoping that one of my favorite directors might just get this one right. 90 minutes later, I left the theater believing that anyone with even the tiniest interest in aviation would walk away feeling that their money and their time was well spent. Eastwood got it right. Now, Sully's not a disaster film. It actually watches a bit more like a documentary. A really good documentary. That's because Eastwood's film dissects more than just the 208 seconds between the takeoff of U.S. Air Flight 1549, radio call sign Cactus 1549, and its landing on the Hudson River. The dream sequence that opens the film tells you more about where the film's headed than anything else. Cactus 1549's water landing, or crash, or arrival, or, well, whatever you want to call it, represents one of the greatest mixes of skill and luck known to aviation in a long time. But Sully's also about how all the 155 people aboard that aircraft escaped with only a few minor injuries. The film goes to great lengths, in fact, to show that Sully, played admirably by Tom Hanks, makes it clear that he's not the only hero responsible for everything that followed the dual flameout on board that A320. Sully rightfully credits his first officer, Jeff Skiles, the flight attendants aboard the Airbus that afternoon, and the hundreds of first responders who arrived within minutes of the crash to help the passengers they found standing on the wing of the A320 as it gently floated downstream in the Hudson River on that frigid afternoon in 2009. What I think really makes Sully the first great aviation film I've seen in a long time is the opportunity it offers us to get inside Captain Sullenberger's head as he wrestles with the decisions he and Skiles made in those seconds after they plowed through a huge flock of Canada geese. It all happened in the movie just the way it does in real life. Someone in the cockpit says, "Birds!" And a fraction of a second later, you either hit them or miss them. There's seldom a chance to swerve out of the way. Now, right after both of the A320's engines flamed out, there are some agonizingly long seconds of silence in the cockpit. Some people in the movie house I attended actually yelled out, "Why isn't he doing something? He's just sitting there." Experienced pilots, of course, realized Sully was doing something. But all the analysis, like, we can't really be seeing a dual flameout at low altitude, was also going on in his head, but it also showed very clearly on his face. Some of the best teaching moments for the public, if I can call them that at least, happened during the NTSB's public hearings, in which Eastwood shows Sully and Skiles sitting alone at a table like defendants in a major trial. Now, surely members of the NTSB are not going to appreciate the antagonistic style in which their teams portray during most of the movie. But we insiders know the board sits not in judgment of pilots in these situations, but more as detectives trying to uncover the facts and determine what really happened. I think one of the most poignant scenes comes during the public hearings, when an NTSB official finishes listening to the 208 seconds of the cockpit voice recorder from Cactus 1549. He looks at the two pilots for a moment and admits the power of what he just heard, and the irony that he normally never has a chance to listen to these recordings with the actual pilots involved, for obvious reasons. In places, Sully's almost surreal, with Sully showing us how pilots think before and after, when they must live with the results of their decisions, decisions often made in the heat of a battle that few ever experience. We see the anguish and self-doubt Sully experienced for months after the accident, knowing that after 40 years of flying, he was ultimately going to be judged on just 208 seconds of his career. What really makes this 93 minutes worthy of anyone's time and money is that Eastwood never whacks viewers over the head with sensationalistic scenes. He prefers to, if anything, understate what happened to Cactus 1549 that day, perhaps a bit like Captain Sullenberger himself understated his own role in the Miracle on the Hudson. Sully said he and Skiles were just doing their job. What Eastwood does do is let us spend a little time linked up with Captain Sullenberger's mind, just long enough, I think, to quickly let viewers connect the dots and reach their own moments of clarity. From Chicago, I'm Rob Mark.